我想把这个法门介绍一下，它是师父的最早的弟子。好，那这跟出体生缘了。他呢也是帮师父做翻译，台语了、英语了，跟他呢也受过教育哦，在美国。那今天呢，他就要讲的题目呢是普贤大慈愿。那我想法师有没有？好，大家请起 ，please rise。Face each other with joint palms and 合掌。恭请国祥法师进场。We like to welcome 国祥法师 to enter the hall。Well, we cannot see Buddha's staff, it's okay. So we're going to bow one to Buddha, Qing, the four, Wen Xun. 你像国祥法师一问选一宝，我们是国祥法师，国祥法师请坐。Thank you.
translate 我自己介绍。好，唐僧法师，诸位菩萨，大家早安，阿弥陀佛。非常高兴今天看到很多的熟面孔，没想到有这么多的认识的人回来，而且也看到很多的新面孔。有这么多的人参与我们这个团体，觉得非常欢喜。我今天有一个翻译，我用中文讲，我的中翻英的翻译者是 Echo 菩萨，很多人也都见过他，因为他在禅中心也常常帮忙当翻译，就是过去有几位 speaker， 像仁进老法师在的时候，他翻了很多，所以他做得很好。你翻译一下。
Hi everyone. I would like to introduce today's translator. Her name is Echo. She has been doing translation for several of the Dharma masters, including Mr. Ren Jun, and she has done quite a good job.
我今天的主题是普贤菩萨的十大愿。其实这个主题师父在这边对西方人讲过，好像，对不对？你们有听过师父讲十大愿的请举手，有没有？
Today's topic is the 10 great vows of Bodhisattva Samanta Bhadra. I remember Shifu had talked about it in the past.
Here. Right.
I'm curious to know any one of you here today have heard that talk before. Raise your hand if you did.
No one? So no one heard about Shifu's talk on the 10 great vows of Samanta Bhadra Bodhisattva. So that's why you come here today, right? Okay. 普贤十大愿，我们先简单的介绍一下普贤菩萨的名号。
I'd like to first simply introducing the name of Samanta Bhadra。
普贤菩萨在佛教的几大菩萨来讲是非常重要的一位。佛教有所谓的四大菩萨，对不对？四大菩萨是文殊菩萨、普贤菩萨、观音菩萨跟地藏菩萨。 是四大菩萨之一，那他代表是大愿大行。
There are four great Mahasattva in Buddhism. They are great Bodhisattvas. Manjushri Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, and Siddhikaparaja Bodhisattva. They are four great Bodhisattvas. And Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, representing great vows and great action.
普贤菩萨，我们中文是普贤。那普贤的意思呢，就是遍及，就是普遍的，遍布一切的吉祥的意思啊。那这个意思是从梵文的 Samantabhadra 翻译过来的，所以如果翻成。如果翻它的音的话，就变成很难念，对不对？变成三曼陀跋陀罗，很难念。所以我们一般还是翻它的意思，就是普贤。
Now the name Samantabhadra, translated in Chinese, means universal auspiciousness. Well, the reason we give the name a different name in Chinese because in Sanskrit Samantabhadra, if you literally translate that, will be like Samantho Ba Tho Lo. So we feel, Chinese people feel, we need to give another name that will capture the merits of this Bodhisattva, so we use the name universalAuspiciousness in Chinese, it is called 遍及。
我刚刚讲说应该是三曼陀跋陀罗，我念错了一个字。那普贤菩萨，因为他在过去修行的时候，他的大愿大行是非常的圆满，非常的开阔广大，所以他经过长久的时间之后，他的果德已经圆满，他的阶位修行的位次已经临近佛陀的果位，也可以说就是我们说的等觉菩萨，妙觉菩萨就是佛，对不对？那他已经是等觉菩萨的位次。在佛教中，把等觉菩萨也称为普贤位菩萨，就是因为他过去大愿大行是那么样子的广大深远，所以一切的等觉位菩萨称为普贤位菩萨，可见得佛教界对普贤菩萨的崇仰。
Now Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, in his course of during his course of ground, he had donegreat actions and have fulfilled many great vows. So in other words, his merit has, his actions has been reaching to completement. His attainment of his practice has reached to completion to the point is almost reached Buddhahood, the level of almost reached to the Buddhahood level. So this is the title we are giving to Bodhisattva who practice reached to that level. We call it Deng Xian Bodhisattva.
普贤位
okay. We call that universal benevolence level of Bodhisattva, which is sort of one step below the Buddhahood.
Yeah, very, very close to Buddhahood. And also, Buddhist belief, or we say, 我们在大圣的经典中知道， 所有修学菩萨行的人有两个通愿，所有的大圣行者发两个愿，一个是四弘誓愿，对不对？四弘誓愿是所有菩萨行者包括我们在内的要发的愿，另外一个愿就是普贤菩萨的十大愿。所以在中国佛教的寺院中，我们的唱诵早晚课，早课中一定是每天都要诵十大愿，要诵四弘誓愿，可见得这两个愿是多么的重要。
Now in Buddhist Mahayana Bodhisattva practitioners, there are two kinds of vows are very important for them. First one to be the four great vows. The other is this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's 10 great vows. And in fact, every morning when in Buddhist temples, when they do morning services, they will chant these two kinds of vows.
经典中我们可以看得到，有一些佛他们成佛以前在修行的时候有发一些个别的愿，像阿弥陀佛有48大愿，是不是？药师佛有12大愿，是不是？哎，佛各有他的愿，可是四弘誓愿跟普贤十大愿是所有的佛他成佛以前发过的愿，而且是我们未来要成佛的人所发的愿。那另外，因为普贤愿呢，十大愿是这么样子的宽阔广大，所以把它称为普贤愿王，或称为十大愿王，把它称为愿之王。
Also, according to Buddha's sutras, each individual Buddha's beforeThey attend Buddhahood, they have all made individual vows. For example, Amitabha Buddha had made this great 48 vows. And the Medicine Buddha, he made the 12 great vows. These are individual vows that were made by each different Buddha. However,But the four great vows and 10 the Buddhist Samantabhadra 10 great vows are being seen as this universal vows. They are universal vows because every Buddha and every present, future, the past Buddhas, they all either have to or will be and would have to make this universal vows to then to add it into their practice. So these four great vows and the 10 great vows are considered a representation of all the universal vows for all Buddhist practitioners.And the fact that we give the title of King of Vows to Samantabhadra Bodhisattva is because his 10 great vows are so encompassive that incorporate everything that a practitioner needs to.Do or need to strive for. So therefore, we gave him the title as King of Vows, and that symbolizing the importance of his 10 great vows to each one of us.
我想提醒诸位菩萨，我的翻译非常好，他让听英文的人听得很清楚。而让我们听中文的人可以练英文，对不对？
对。
所以你们不要认为说，哎，我已经听过他 讲了，你又还要让我听一遍英文，觉得浪费时间，不会浪费时间。我们多练习英文的佛法是怎么表达，以后你们对一些讲英文的人讲佛法非常有帮助啊。而且我也是从这个之中呢，我在学习这些话应该用英文怎么样表达，所以我觉得太好了。你们这样子听两遍，一遍中文，一遍英文，啊，真的是很难得的。好，你简单讲一下，我再讲，简单讲一下。
Pastor, I just wanted to remind you to those bilingual people who understand both English and Chinese. Don't think that you are wasting your time because, oh, I've heard of the Chinese version about it, so I don't have to listen to the English part. Actually, that's not true because you, through listening to the English translation, you will be able to learn how to express the same thing in English.Then you could then use that to talk to your English friends how to expand the Dharma in English to them. So it's very helpful. I myself actually also are learning how to express it.
Okay, 好，普贤十大愿望是哪十条？我们来复习一下好吗？来，请说。
以净诸佛，称赞如来，广修供养。忏悔业障，学习功德，行转法轮，请佛住持，常学佛学，恒顺众生，普皆回向。
不错，你们都记得吗？在这边看的，我们背出来的。
Now let's review the ten great vows of Samantha Mantra.Bodhisattva.
Can
first,
memorize?
To worship and respect all Buddhas. The second, to praise the Tathagata. The third, to cultivate the givings of offerings. The fourth, to repent all karmic obstructions. The fifth, to rejoice in the merits of all others. The sixth, to request the turning of the Dharma wheels.The seventh, to request the Buddhas to dwell in the world. The eighth, to always follow the Buddhas in study. The ninth, to harmonize with all sentient beings. The tenth, to transfer merits to all others, all Buddhas of the past, present, and future in the ten directions, all Bodhisattva, Mahasattva.
好，我们现在看第一条大愿呢，普贤菩萨的第一条大愿呢，礼敬诸佛。我所用的这个是在《普贤行愿赞》这一本书、这本经书上的一些文字。这个是所有十方世界中三世一切人师子，我今礼彼尽无余，皆以清净身口意。就是说所有十方世界中一切的过去世现在世跟未来世的佛人师子就是佛是不是佛的尊称相当的多 有所谓人中龙或者是龙王象王狮王是不是、哎、这个人师子就是指佛陀所有的佛我都要礼敬并没有把任何一位一尊佛来遗漏掉而且我是以相当清净的身口意来做这件事情来礼拜所有的佛好
First, let's explain the first vows Respect all Buddhas I took this from the
普贤行愿赞
The praise,
普贤行愿传
verses,
the verses of universal Samantabhadra great vows,
普贤行愿传
the verses of the vows
of
Samantabhadra,
the verses of the vows
of
Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.In all the world, in the ten directions of all phenomena, to all the past, present, and future Buddhas, I respect with no reservation. I use my pure, clean body, speech, and mind, and my body.
Okay, sorry. No problem. Okay. Okay. 所以他可以以分身很自在的到十方佛去礼拜所有的佛菩萨。那我们做不做得到？当然做不到，是不是？我们没有神通，我们还是凡夫啊。好 ，OK， OK， 他们没关系，你们这边往前坐一下。哦，那是一群马来西亚来的佛友，他们今天来参访，那因为我们讲经就顺便坐下来听一下，现在他们有其他的行程，所以就一起离开。 OK.
Now for Samantabhadra, this great Bodhisattva, of course he has special supernatural power, therefore he could visit innumerable Buddhas innumerable different Buddha lands all at once. Now people like us, ordinary sentient beings, of course we don't have that kind of supernatural power, we could not do what he does.
不过我们可以学他的心量，愿我们以后能够做得到。那在现在我们这样子的一个阶段的时候，我们也要尊敬所有的过去、现在、未来的佛。我们可以先有这样的一种心境出来。
Even though we don't have the power like him, we could still learn from him to expand our mind ground so that we will respect all present, past, and future Buddhas.
给坐在后面的菩萨坐前面一点好不好？ Those who sit in the back, would you please move forward? Please.那我们佛教界有一个礼佛的仪式，礼佛怎么礼佛？大家知道吗？ Do you know how to do prostration to Buddhas? 大家都会了哈。礼佛是非常好的一种修行，因为佛是那么的伟大，所以我们礼拜他，我们并不只是对他微笑而已，对不对？也不只是点个头，或者握握手，或者是拥抱，像西方人。所以很多人是拥抱来表示他的热情，他的礼貌。但是因为佛实在太伟大了，为了表达我们对他的那种高度的敬仰，所以我们是用五体投地的方式来礼拜佛陀。
Now when we show our respect to Buddhas, now in Buddhist practice, we have this.Special prostration when we do show our respect to the Buddha. Not like the, you know, ordinary sentient being to, you know, say hi to each other, maybe just with a smile, nodding your hands, shaking hands, maybe sometimes hug each other. That's not the kind of respect we show to Buddhas. The one we do it is to do a full bodyfrustration to show our respect to the Buddha.
对我们来讲，我们凡夫，我们礼佛可以有三种特殊的意义。一个是对佛陀的恭敬，就是很诚心诚意的，很虔诚，很清净的心来礼拜，就是对佛这样的高度成就的修行者，而且是指导我们的人，我们的老师的一种恭敬。另外常常礼佛可以折服我们的骄慢心。
There are three meanings when one does prostration to Buddha. First is to show respect, because Buddha is someone who has great attainment and great wisdom and compassion. And for people like that, we show our respect in a different way. And the second meaning is that if we do full body prostration to Buddha frequently, it's also a way to tame or subdue or cut off our own self ignorance or arrogance.
为什么说礼佛可以降服我们呢？因为我们一般人总是觉得自己是很尊贵的，我们不太愿意去把自己的头贴在地板上吧，也不太会愿意去把自己的头贴在人家的脚上，是不是？因为在一般人的认知里头，头是我们身体最尊贵的部分，而脚是最低贱的地方，是不是？那怎么会愿意把自己的头、自己的额头去接触人家的脚？不太容易做得到，或者说，对着人家表示尊敬，而这样子贴到地上去，这个很难。可是如果说我们愿意这样子做，你会发觉到，当你拜下去的第一次的时候，你的心境就有所不同了，你的娇慢心已经降服了许多。
Why do we say that when we do this full body prostration, it will help us to tame or cut off or reduce our arrogance inside ourselves? Because when you do full body prostration, your forehead is going to be touched on the ground. Now, it's our habitual belief that the ground is sort of like in a low level and it's dirty, and our head is so up here, which normal people wouldn't want to put their forehead on the ground or even to touch other person's feet, because we consider feet is sort of dirty, you step on the dirt. So this whole body prostration, showing to put your forehead on the ground, touching the person who you prostrate to, which right now here is the Buddha, and you touch Buddha's feet with your forehead. Now, just near that gesture, if you're willing to do it, when you do it the first time, when you do the prostration, right there, you already have this effect on you that this arrogance inside of you is already started to dissipating, this is crumbling, is not that solidified.
在台湾过去曾经有一个行政院长，他出生的家庭是非常好的，他爸爸在过去整个中国是非常有名的一个副总统啊。那他后来学佛了，他刚开始觉得人家礼佛这个不可能做得到，对他来讲他不愿意这样子做的。可是当他真的第一次拜下去的时候，他觉得他的自我已经消融一大半了，也就是他自己讲出来的故事。
There's an example in the past. One of this high official in China,
行政院长
Prime Minister in China, when he first started to learning Buddhism, he didn't like to do prostration. And this person's father used to be the vice president of China. When he started to learn Buddhism, he felt very uncomfortable doing prostration. But when he did it the first time, right then, he felt majority part of his self-centeredness had been dissolved right then. So that's his personal reaction to his prostration experience.
我自己过去有一个经验，我出家以后曾经有一段时间起烦恼，心里有很多的烦恼。那后来我自己用一种礼拜法， 我就礼拜观世音菩萨拜下去的时候，我观想我用我的身体来供养观世音菩萨，观音菩萨是那么伟大，他的慈悲智慧那么高，而我一个学佛的人学菩萨的人这么差劲，烦恼这么多，那我应该把我的身体拿来供养观世音菩萨。拜下去的时候，我观想观世音菩萨的脚走过我的手掌，走过我的头顶，走过我的脖子，走过我整个膝盖，就这样子非常恭敬的这样礼拜，没几天而已了，整个烦恼就没有了，就变成非常清明，每天头脑很清楚，就非常的开朗，这是我个人的经验。
Now I also want to share my personal experience related to frustration. Now when I just became a monastic, I had a lot of vexations in me, so I decided to do repentance frustration, and I decided to particularly do this special contemplation when I was doing the frustration. I envisioned each time when I bowed down.That I envision I'm offering my body to Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, and also I imagine each time when I bow down, when I open my hand, I felt that the Avalokiteshvara was stepping on my feet, stepping on my head, and cross over my spine, neck, or just walk over my body, and I'm doing that.For you know, to do this kind of visualization, and I was doing the prostration, and soon after I did this, my vexation was gone, and it was very useful for me.
Only after a few days.
Only after a few days.
Very, very effective practice. Okay, 所以礼佛真的很好。就是不像我这样子观想，光是很恭敬的礼佛，或者礼佛有很多种方法，有观想法，有就是专心的礼佛，或者称念佛菩萨圣号的名字，确实很能够让我们消除业障。过去我们无始以来带很多业障，障碍我们的身心，障碍我们的前途，障碍我们修学佛法，障碍我们的人际关系或者事业家庭种种。礼佛真的是可以消除业障。
Now prostration and repentance frustration is really a great, great practice method. That there are several kinds. You know, you could do the kind that I just described with the contemplation, visualization, or you could just simply one prostration with one.A concentrated mind with nothing in your be mindful, completely mindful with every movement. That's another method. Now, there's many, many good benefits for this method. It could actually help you dissolve all these karmic obstructions that we are encountered.Through our body, our mind, our relationship to our loved ones, our colleagues. So any kind of obstacles you are encountered, this is a very good method to overcome your obstacles.
我们礼佛一方面就是对佛或是你可能拜菩萨，对佛菩萨的尊敬供养，另外一方面也是能够让我们对别人比较恭敬，对别人不是那样子的，像过去那样子的粗鲁，那样子的不客气，那样子的觉得自己高高在上，是有这个效果在的。
Also, besides the benefits of helping us to get rid of or reduce our karmic obstructions, we show respect to.The Buddhas, we make offerings to Buddhas. It also has this effect that in us, the way we treat other people, we will also show more respect, more tolerance to other people, and not being rude or having this kind of abrasive manners when we are with people.
在法华经里头有一个常不清菩萨，对不对？你们知道常不清菩萨，他是专门礼拜未来佛。我们每一个人都是未来佛嘛，哈，未来会成佛，好好修行。每一个众生，众生皆有佛性，佛教的观念是这样子的。他是，这是释迦牟尼佛在过去修行的时候，曾经是有这样的一个身份。他看到任何人都礼拜，并且很恭敬地跟他说：“我不敢看清你，你未来是会成佛的。”对任何人都是这样子的礼拜。那有些人看到这个人很奇怪啊，甚至打他，用各种方法欺负他、侮辱他，可是他还是这样子非常恭敬的去礼拜他。哎，这个是非常好的一种修行。这样子的一个故事，就是指导我们要对所有的人也应该很恭敬，并不是只是对上位的很高的修行的佛菩萨恭敬礼拜，是不是？对，有一些你觉得烦恼很重的人就看不起他，哎，他也有佛性吗？他是一时有烦恼而已吗？就是以后他的潜力无穷无穷开发出来，到底他成佛先还是你成佛先，不知道的嘛，哦。
Now actually in the Lotus Sutra there is a great Bodhisattva. His name is Never Demeaning Others. Now this Bodhisattva, when he has the method that he practices is he never put down others. He always respect others. And he always tell people, oh, I dare not to disrespect you. And even to the point that people feel annoyed by him and will hit him or, you know, just, you know, give him a lot of trouble. But he continuously treating people, whoever he was encountered with high, you know, respect. And so this is his method of attaining this Buddhahood. Now, this is how we should also learn from this great Bodhisattva. We shouldn't only respect people selectively, like say to the people who have maybe higher power or have more affluent. We selectively respect people and we will just not respect people who have full of vexations or have a lower level than us. So, because we have to know that even person who is now full of vexations, that is just the momentary situation of them, they will also change. So we should learn from this great Bodhisattva that we should show respect to all sentient beings.
我们在日常生活中怎么样子的进一步把这一条大愿实施在平常跟人家的互动中啊，在过去圣严师父他常常教我们身心常放松，逢人面带笑，哎，这也是一种对这条普贤大愿的修行，对每一个人看到他就给他一个微笑，虽然不认识他，对不对？每一个人都把他当成我们供养的对象，用他是未来佛来供养他，有时候我们笑不出来，是不是？笑不出来是因为我们有烦恼，我们的身心有障碍，有烦恼笑不出来。可是要放松，情场放松，记得我是在修普贤十大愿啊，哎，对每一个人都把他当未来佛来供养，即使我现在不能供养他什么东西，我就供养他一个微笑也很好，是不是？
So how about use that to our daily life? Our Sufu Master Sunyan has said we should always relax our body and mind. When we are encountered facing people, we will carry a smile in our face. Now, this is a very good way of practice to our daily life, because if the reason we cannot smile when we see others, that is because we have vexations inside. Therefore, we cannot have a happy expression in our face and show the smile to people. So this is then we will then remember, oh, we should learn from the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, right? We should respect we should offer all the future Buddhas, which is the people we are encountering right now, even though maybe we don't have the actually concrete things to offer them, but we can offer a simple smile. That will be good enough to everybody that we are encountering. This is also a very, very good way of practice, this great Bodhisattva's way of treating everybody of the future Buddha during our daily life.
如果详细要谈这样的一种做法，其实还是有值得细谈的必要。比如说，如果你是一个比较高位的、上位的、师长的身份的人，可能你对每一个人笑，人家都会很欢喜。那如果你是一个很普通身份的人，有时候你的长官啊、你的长辈，他正在很严肃的时候，你跟他笑，他更生气，对不对？或者是有些人他正在处理很严肃的事情，他老是看你嬉皮笑脸的，很不太舒服，会有这种情况吗？好像有时候会有，是不是？所以有时候还要稍微注意一下，对不对？比如说我刚从台湾来到美国入关的时候，有的移民官非常的严肃，非常的严肃，那你一去就在那笑了，他不高兴。
Now if you wanna well talk more detailed about this practice, we also need to be careful. Sometimes certain situation probably would not allow you to just, you know, have a big smile, you know, for example, if you are someone with upholds this high official level, when you're smiling with you know, to your subordinate, maybe that's not a problem. But if you're someone who's in a low level, and when you see these high officials in the top level administrators in your company, and you gave this kind of smile, then he was handling something very seriously, then he will think you may be not very serious. So you have to really selectively know what to do with this smile. So don't get yourself in trouble. For example, when I first time entered, this time when I entered to the U.S., the custom officials was very, very serious, right? So his face is really serious, I guess because he has to make sure everybody's not carrying weapons or something. This is a security thing. So his face is very serious. So to people like that, you might consider not, you know, use this for this smile practice with this person. So you have to be careful.
可是像进移民关的时候，到后来，跟他说 have a nice day, thank you, have a nice day, 他很开心的，很高兴。
So after everything, the security procedure is all finished, then I gave him this have a nice day, then he liked that.
是啊，其实大部分的时候，人都喜欢人家对他友善亲切的，所以其实是大部分的时候，我们应该是可以对人微笑。对人，特别是一些在路上遇到的不是很熟的人啊，这就是很欢喜的、很放松的，跟他点个头、打个招呼、微笑一下，就是跟人家结个很好的缘的。
Actually, most of the time, using the smile is very good. For example, if you just, you know, walk on the street, you know, pass by with, you know, strangers.You give this person a little nod in your head and maybe a little smile. It's actually very good. It's very helpful, you know, to your practice and you know, you sort of exuberating this kind of friendliness to other people.
在美国，好像我有一个印象，如果是一个人他在你前面走，你超越他，好像不是很礼貌，对不对？是不是有这样的一种习惯？对，即使他走得很慢，他是一个老太太，可能他的脚不太方便，那你在赶飞机或者赶上班或者赶什么重要的开会， 他在常常前面使得你走很慢，你超越他也是不太礼貌，好像是这样子，对不对？那如果你真的必须超越他，就对他点个头微笑一声 excuse me， 哎，就可以走过去了。我觉得这个也是一种礼敬诸佛的修行。哎，
Now another situation that I think I remember thatYou know, something will be considered rude or disrespectful is, you know, when you are walking and someone will, is in front of you and you sort of just bypass it and walk, you know, just ahead of this person in front of you will be considered something disrespectful to that person. Is that right?
In America. We have that kind of habit or custom, right?
Unless, you know, if you have to really, you know, bypass this person in front of you, what you could do is just, you know, show a little smile and say, excuse me, and then just walk, you know, gently in front of him. And this way you show respect, and you can also do, you know, achieve what you need to do, walk in front of him or her.
And this is also...kind of practice this vow.
Right, this is also a very good way of practice this vow of respect or Buddha.
就像师父过去在世的时候，他教我们，我们走在前面，看到师父后面从后面来了，哎，赶快合掌站在旁边送师父。哎，这个就是对长辈对师长的一种尊敬。
Same thing, 师父 has taught us in the past that anytime when we see 师父, we will just stand still and hold, you know, join our
palms.
If 师父 comes behind us, we will just step aside and let 师父 pass first and then join our palms. And after 师父 pass, and then we could carry on with what we are doing. So this is also a way 师父 taught us how to show respect.To others and to the people who are our teachers, our, you know, Sifu and, you know, the Fa Shi, any kind of people who really are, we need to show respect. This is the way to do it.
这条做法对我们的生活礼节，我们的国民礼仪也是非常好的修行，对不对？ Yeah.能够这样子做，可以让人际关系更和谐、更亲切。
Well, to carry this, you know, sort of the etiquette, to our daily life. Also, we could do this to others. This way, we can sort of create a very more harmonious relationship with others and in the society.
所以礼敬诸佛，哎，诸位菩萨学到什么可以用的？有没有学到？有哈，真正的礼拜诸佛菩萨，哎，大家知道怎么用？在日常生活中也可以用得上了吗？也很好。
So have we learned now for this first vow, respect to others and respect to Buddhas? We learned how to actually do prostration.We also learn in daily life how you show respect to others.
好，我们再往下看。刚刚是用身体来礼拜，来表示恭敬供养佛菩萨。接下来是以我们的口来称赞佛陀。如来也是佛，对不对？
Now the second, we gotta, first we talk about use our body.To show respect to all Buddha. Now the second one, we use our speech to praise all the Tathagata.
好，在普贤行愿赞里头有一个寄颂是这样子表达对佛的称赞：于彼无量功德海，以诸音声功德海，阐扬如来功德时，我常赞叹诸善事。善事也是佛的意思。
Now, 这可能不太好翻译。
没关系，就过去好了。
法师 was, used also one of the, I don't know how to translate this very poetic, sorry about the English speaking people here.
是佛有无量无边的功德，那普贤菩萨他也有无量无边的神通力，他能够尽他最大的可能去赞叹如来的功德。
So the meaning is, from the sutra describing this second vow, is that he, because Amantapada has this great power, so he could use the great power to praise all the innumerable Buddhas, to praise them.
但是在我们来讲，我们当然是能力有限的，那我们赞叹佛，我们也可以学得到一部分。譬如说佛有十大名号，其实也都是对佛的一种赞叹。其实佛的名号不止十种，在经典中我们可以看得到，除了十大名号之外还有其他的啊。十大名号就是如来应供正遍知明行足善事世间解无上士调御丈夫天人师佛世尊。但是除了这其实是十一种，是不是？你们有没有赞过十一种啊？那还有明灯、世间灯、导师、大师、传师、龙象、狮王，这个我刚刚也提了一下，是不是？还有其他我没有列出来的啊，因为佛实在太伟大了，光是用一种尊称，实在没有办法形容他的伟大，所以用各种角度、各种方式来赞叹佛，所以每一种佛的尊号都是对佛的称赞的。
Now there are different names we use to praise the Tathagata. The most common ones are, there are just 10 names that we call Buddha. Now I'm sorry, I don't remember the English part. And in fact, it's more than 10 names. It's actually many, many different kinds of names. They all have one purpose, is to praise the great merits and wisdoms of Buddhas.
那佛另外也有一些特殊的德相，比如说对我们众生的恩德，还有佛的智慧的智德，还有他的烦恼习气断尽的断德，这都是我们要赞叹的。我现在简单的解释一下这十一种佛的尊号的意思好吗？你们都知道了吗？知道的请举手。这十一个佛的尊号是什么意思？你们学过吗？应该有听过吧？有的人有听过，大部分的人好像表示没有。如果有听过，还要再听，再复习，对不对？再听，再更清楚，更记得一下，好吧？好，你先找简单的讲一下，先简单
讲。Now, I'm just would like to know, any one of us know the 10 names that we call Buddha. What's their meaning?
好，我们讲如来是什么意思？如就是 suchness， 就是恰恰好，确确实实就是那个样子，跟真理就是完全相应的。佛因为他彻底的证悟真理而成就的，对不对？而变成佛的，所以称为如来，乘着真理而来的人，所以称为如来。那应供是什么意思呢？就是他应该接受供养，他有那个资格，有那个条件来接受我们所有的人乃至于天神的供养，因为他的福德、他的智慧是那么样的崇高伟大。那正遍知的意思，又是有一种讲法是正等觉，正等觉、正遍知是同样的意思啊。遍是普遍，是涵盖一切，就是对世间的一切的真理 宇宙人生之间的真理，他是完全彻底普遍的知道。明行祖的意思呢，明是智慧，行是他的行为，就是他过去广度众生六度万行的行动完全具足圆满，是他的智慧跟福报已经到了彻底，不能彻底圆满，高到不能再高了，是不是？所以称为明行足。那善事是相对于阿罗汉的一种讲法，阿罗汉他进入涅槃了，可是他进入涅槃之前没有像佛那样广度众生才成就，对不对？而且阿罗汉涅槃以后他是不再度化众生的。那佛不一样，佛即使是成佛以后他还是一样尽虚空遍法界，他的功德力在，他还是在度化众生。所以这个事就是入涅槃，我们不再看得到他，是一种他个人是彻底解脱三界生死轮回的境界。那佛称为善事，阿罗汉相对于来佛来讲，阿罗汉那种涅槃不是善事，是不是？那种涅槃不是那么善，所以这个是特别来称佛的涅槃称为善事。佛的涅槃是非常好的一种涅槃状况，是广度众生而来的，而且成佛以后还在度众生。你可以讲解再念，像我讲的那样复杂。
好，
好，先到这里，让你翻译。
Let me simply explain these ten names. First one, the Tathagata, it means suchness. It's because Buddha has attained this complete enlightenment. That means that he is completely in accordance with the true. So suchness is just the way it is.So that's what we call the Tathagata. The second is yin gong, meaning someone ought to take offerings from others, is worthy of taking offerings from others. The third one is right attainment, enlightenment. In other words, this being has already completely understood every phenomenon, the true meaning of all phenomena, therefore is the right enlightenment. The fourth is 明行足, is the wisdom and action are all in completion. And the fifth one,is the right nirvana, is the right nirvana. It's because it's in comparison of the nirvana that the arhat attained, because arhat attained nirvana is through self-realization. Now Buddha attained nirvana is through cultivatingBodhisattva path and with the self-realization. So it's the right kind of nirvana. So we call him 善事。
下面我继续讲世间解呢，是对于世间的一切的人、一切的事项、本末因果，还有他的过去、未来都非常的清楚。对世间的任何事情呢，他都清楚。包括他要学任何一个技能都非常的快，譬如他要学 computer 可能很快就学会了，一教就会了，或者是甚至有很多东西都不必教，有的很关键的地方一点就通，那就是这种智慧是非常的高。因为无上士就是无比没有人能够超越他的这种人，这个士其实就是指人，就是最尊贵最高尚最好的人呢。调御丈夫，这个是我的 computer 修不出来这个字啊。调御丈夫，就比如说过去有一些小马的或者是行兽的人呢，他能够把一些野兽野马把它调得很驯良， 那我们众生的习性是很刚强的，是不是？佛他有那个办法，能够把我们众生这一种很顽劣、很刚强的习性，把它调得很小柔，把我们的贪嗔痴慢疑种种问题能够去除掉，所以称为调御丈夫。天人师是佛，除了是我们人间的人的老师以外，包括天上的天神也都是向佛学习，他是人间天上最好的老师。佛是觉者，他已经是大彻大悟大觉者，而且他是创觉，他是无师自通的啊，佛是能够这样子的。另外世尊是世界上大家都很尊敬他，非常尊贵的人。
The sixth one is called 世间体, is for is understanding all phenomena, clearly knows everything. For a Buddha, if he wants to learn something, it's just learn very, very quickly. And in other words, he is completely penetrating all phenomena affairs. So this is what we call 世间体, understanding all worldly phenomena.无上士 is it's because he has achieved the highest attainment, so he is above all human beings. 无上士 is that's the title given, and 乔玉丈夫 is someone who is able to attain the very very unattainable, which is ordinary sentient being, this habitual tendency. It's like thisAnimal trainer is able to have the ability to train animals, and Buddha has this great ability to tame all these, all our ordinary sentient beings' habitual tendency. That's why we call him the great attainer, the great 乔玉, able to tame sentient beings' habitual tendency. And we also callBuddha as the teacher of heavenly beings, because he's not only the teacher for the worldly beings, he's also the teacher for the heavenly beings, like the god and goddess. So therefore we call him teacher of the heavenly and human beings. The next one is the enlightened person.Because he has attained this complete enlightenment.
最后是
世尊。世尊 okay, is the last title is respected by all worldly beings, because he is really the greatest attainment. He has achieved the highest attainment, so we gave him this person as.This being respected by all worldly beings.
当然，我刚说佛还有很多其他的尊号，大概有二三十种。那最常用的还有个世间灯、明灯，对不对？因为佛如果不出世，这个世间是如漫漫长夜之中一样。可是佛出世以后，有佛的引导，让我们能够看到光明，因为佛的灯的照明。使我们能够走上正途，而不至于掉到悬崖里去，不至于走上岔路，不至于遇到危险，是不是？让我们走上这条，有一天可以完全离苦得乐，就近解脱，甚至是就近成佛的道路，所以称它为世间的明灯，这也是一个非常重要的尊号。
Now, I also mentioned earlier that there are about more than close to 30 different titles that we give.Buddha to show how great a Buddha is. Now, one of the terms we call it the lamp of worldly 世间 is the world lamp, right? Because he could show us how to go from darkness into brightness.He showed us how to walk on the right path. When I say right path, meaning He showed us the way so we could be rid of our vexation and suffering, and also like him, we could eventually attain Buddhahood. That's why we gave him this name called the Lamb for the world Lamb, meaning that he's able to shine all the lights to us so we're not in the dark anymore.
另外还有像法王啊、法中王啊、大师啊，其实这个大师的称号在佛经中是只有佛才称为大师，可是在后世发展以后，常常把一些成就很大的、修行很高的、影响力很大的师父也称为大师。不过在早期的经典中，我们知道大师其实只有佛才称呼的，是非常非常了不起的这样子的一种大成就者。
Another term literally translates from Chinese meaning great teacher or great master. Now this term actually is only be given to Buddha, but later on we use the same term to call highly achieved masters. So we call great masters, great teacher.
好，其他的我想因为时间的关系，我们就没有办法再详细做解释哈。但是上我们可以知道，佛太伟大了，所以从各种角度，从各种生活的事迹。世间的现象去形容他的伟大，哎呀，这个是，因为他实在是真的是非常非常的不得了的一种成就。另外，我们知道诸佛的功德有断德，断德就是我们有很多的烦恼，是不是？有贪嗔痴慢疑恶见种种问题，可是佛他这些问题都已经断除干净，甚至没有一点点的习气存在。对阿罗汉来讲，他虽然本身已经没有贪嗔痴，可是还有一种习性，有点习气在。譬如在经中有说到，佛的一些大弟子都是大阿罗汉，像舍利佛、目犍连、摩诃迦摄，或者是其他的有一些大阿罗汉，他们还有一些习气在。比如说像迦摄尊者，他是一个非常德高望重的大比丘，可是他还是有时候听到太美妙的天乐，还会手还会动，好像还在跳舞一样，好像配合着那种天乐的节奏，而身体还有肢体动作出来，这就是一种习气，过去带来的习气。那还有一个故事，还有一个例子是，有一位毗连切波娑尊者，他也是成了阿罗汉的人，因为他的神通很广大，所以很受尊敬啊，声望很高。有一次他要过一条河，他告诉那个河神说：“你把水降低，让我过河。”他有神通，那河神会听他的话，会服从。可是他怎么讲呢？他说：“小杯啊，杯女的杯啊，小杯，你把河水降低，让我过。”那这个河神听了很不舒服，你为什么叫我杯女啊？虽然是让他过了啦，可是不服气，就去跟佛告状说：“毗连切波娑尊者骂我杯女。”那佛就把毗连切波娑找来了，说：“你怎么会跟他这样称呼呢？你真是不礼貌，你要跟他道歉。”他说：“小飞，对不起，我不是故意的啦，你原谅我。”这就是一种习气。
Now talk about the merits of Buddha. The first one is Buddha has the merit attained from getting rid of all vexations and habitual tendencies. Not like Arhats, even though Arhat has achieved complete in wisdom, one's wisdom has been completion, but they have not cut off all the habitual tendencies, therefore they're not like Buddha. Now, there are examples in the past about some great arhat, like Mahakashapa. Mahakashapa has this habitual tendency. Each time when he hears the heavenly music, he will have this.
Sometimes,
when he hears the heavenly music, he has this habit of tapping on it and shaking his body like this. So he still has this kind of habit, you know, with him. Another great arhat,
anyone know how to say beating shibosu in English?
Anyway, he has his, you know, his arhat, right? How highly achieved practitioner. One time he needed to pass a river. He told the river god, please, he wanted the river god to lower the level of the water so he can just pass it easily. So he called the river god. Hey little guy, lower the river, let me pass. So the river god was very unhappy to be called little guy, right? So he went to the Buddha and just complained about it. See, exactly, arhat, call me little guy, you know, it's really disrespectful. So the Buddha told this arhat, say, hey, don't call the river god the little guy. So then this arhat, this great arhat, then turned around to the river god and say, I'm sorry, little guy.
Yeah, that's a habitual tendency. 这种习性习气的东西，有时候是他自己没有烦恼，他并没有贪嗔痴慢疑这些问题，可是对别人来讲，看他那个样子，好像不太高兴的样子，好像是他贪心很重的样子，他好像在起贪心，或者是他好像不太信任我的样子，就是给人家会有那种感觉，不是很舒服的感觉，好像他好像有问题，这就是习性。
When we talk about this kind of habitual tendency to the, of these arhats, it's like to them, they don't have vexation. They have, you know, be rid of that. But they're, because this habitual tendency, so they carry themselves the way other people would think them to be someone who you can trust, or someone just, you know, make other people very uncomfortable when they are around with this them. But they themselves don't have vexations. It's not like they vex, so they behave the way they behave. It's rather because this kind of habitual tendency still with them. So the way they carry themselves would let other people feel maybe uncomfortable or distrustful.
Well, yeah, you might wonder what he's angry or he's a lot of tension.
Yeah, you might think, this person probably has a lot of vexations or very greedy or whatever. It just makes you very uncomfortable. But to that person who is already an arhat, actually, they're not greedy, they're not, you know, none of that vexations that you would think they would have.
所以佛跟菩萨，佛跟阿罗汉比较之下，佛度众生的力量就很大，是不是？他和乐众生、和谐世间的那个力量就超越阿罗汉非常的多，就是他没有任何的习性，就是非常的圆满，非常的庄严，不会让人家有那样子的不舒服的感觉。
So because of that, you can see the degree, the result between Buddha, Arhat, when they are, you know, deliberate sentient beings will be different, right? Because for Arhat, because this habitual tendency, certain kind of sentient beings will feel not comfortable around them. Maybe they still think this Arhat is not easily to be around with. As to Buddha has, you know, there is no habitual tendency carried around them, so they really are harmonized with all beings. So you will feel very, very comfortable and joyful when you are surrounded with by, you know, with, when you are with the Buddha.
另外佛的特德是他的恩德跟他的智德，佛的恩德是普遍的，以他的大悲愿力平等救度一切的众生，没有差别。这听起来有点像一些一神教信仰的神，对不对？可是一神教的信仰的神，他最后把我们救济到一个程度以后，我们有没有办法变成神？没有，对不对？我最近参加了一个神父的 funeral 的一个告别式，有一位大主教啊，他讲了好几次，就是祈祷神的丑招。I'm sorry. 对不起，在这个丧礼中呢，大主教一直祈祷神能够让这个神父死了以后到天堂去，与神同在，享受永恒的享宴。这个要做什么？享受在那里享受永恒的盛宴。盛宴一般是什么意思啊？好吃的东西，对不对？盛大的宴会，对不对？那我相信基督教的永恒的盛宴应该有不同的意思，应该不只是这样子而已吧，对不对？可是比较之下，就是跟佛教的意思不一样。佛不断的引导我们，引导我们，到最后我们要跟佛一样，是不是？所以佛的智慧还有他的大慈悲跟神不一样哈。
Second kind of Mary that we praise the Buddha is the kind of Mary that the Buddha carries this great vow, the power of these great vows.That he or she is equally delivered all sentient beings. This is a little different from the other, the religion with like one God, that you will practice to the point, but that you will never be equal with the God you are worshipping, to. Recently, I attained a funeral.And in the prayer from this the great bishop praying for this deceased father would go to the heaven and join the God, so then join the God in this great festivities. I think.The festivity in here means not just like have a great meal, it has other meaning. But nonetheless, there is a difference between this, the Buddhism and this religion of universal God. Because in Buddhism, Buddha, eventually, we all going to attain Buddhahood.We all going to be the same, like the Buddha. But in the religion of universal God, you will never be the same as the God you worship to.
另外佛的一个很大的功德就是他的智慧是非常的崇高伟大。佛如果要知道什么事情是非常容易的，那佛对我们每一个众生的过去还有未来也都清清楚楚，没有任何的障碍。在佛经说到，我们众生每一个人都有过去无量无数的生命，对不对？那阿罗汉他能够看到的是很有限的，可是佛是任何的过去生他都看得很清楚。所以佛的智慧他要怎么样用，就是能够用得非常的恰到好处，在那个时空之中，还对这个人他应该怎么样子的来引导他，怎么样跟他互动，觉得是用的最恰当最理想，他的智慧是没有任何的瑕疵的，没有任何的不圆满。
The third kind of merit that we praise the Dhammapada is this great wisdom of the Buddha. The kind of wisdom that you know the right way and at the right time and space how to deliver sentient beings with no flaws. That's the kind of wisdom that a Buddha, the Dhammapada, obtained that we praise it.
另外我想跟大家再谈到在日常生活中我们说我们称赞诸佛的功德一方面也要对未来佛也要能够很恰当的互动也要称赞未来佛是不是也要不在语言上去 offense 未来佛是不是去触怒去触恼或者让人家不舒服那譬如说啊，在台湾有一个习惯有些人他叫计程车说司机你我要去哪里我就根本不跟他打招呼说比如说我要去禅中心就直接这样子讲这不是很礼貌对不对那如果是要跟这个人有一个很亲切的互动要怎么样子互动我个人是看到有的人是这样子一上车像在台湾司机他每一个人都有名字的姓什么名字很清楚有的人我看到有些居士他们每一次都这样子一上去就说啊，刘先生你好麻烦你送我去禅中心好吗哎，这样子是不是跟他有一种很亲切的感觉哎，我觉得这个应该也是可以包含在这条修行之中或者是说我们坐游览车要去象冈那就跟司机先生不是讲司机先生啊是李先生麻烦你送我们去哪里哎，如果你叫他司机这个就跟他就有点怎么样表示一种不同的社会层次出来这个就不是很好
Now how do we use it to our daily lifewhen we practice this praise, the Dhammapada, you know, we can use this kind of courteous, polite language when we are encountered with other people. For example, like when you are, normal people when they get into the taxi, they would just say, go somewhere, go to this place.Other people who are cultivating this kind of praising others using this courteous language would go, oh, Mr. So-and-so, would you please take me to this? Thank you. So this way, you know, you are carrying this kind of respectful manner and language to encounter, communicate with others. This way, you also sort of...show respect to others. Or when you go, for example, you take the bus, your tour bus, you wouldn't call the driver and say, hey driver so-and-so, you know, we're going to go somewhere. You would politely say, Mr. So-and-so, we're going to go somewhere. This way, for the person who hears you,the language will be more easily to accept and you show respect and courtesy to this person. So this is a way we can practice praising others, praising this others meaning praising all future Buddhas in a courteous language and the communication, the words that you use.
在台湾人呢，他们对自己家庭的小孩子常常就是讲一些比较不是很礼貌的话，像小鬼、基因啊，是不是这样子啊？在美国好像比较不会这样子，是不是？台湾人这样子的一种习惯很不好，而且有时候一点点小事情就会骂他，或者是把一些很难听的话，就是不断挂在嘴上。来讲他的孩子夸张他的一点小问题啊这个都不是很好的哈我觉得这条大愿如果要用在日常生活中对自己的家人亲友同事认识不认识的人就是要非常的客气非常的礼貌 在德国，他们在小孩子很小的时候就叫他先生小姐，就叫他要自己尊重他自己，对，因为对他就是很客气很礼貌的。哎，这个也是一种称赞如来，是不是未来佛哈？
Now in Taiwan, parents are, it's very common for parents to call their kids little devil. It's really, you know, demeaning the way you call their kids. And also they have this kind of very common habit to expose these little tiny things that is not, you know, not good behavior of their children. So these are not very good practice. In Taiwan, people often do that to their own children, their own relatives, friends. So we should also practice this praising the future Buddhas and use polite, courteous language, even to our children, our family, friends, you know, people we don't know. We should carry on. They are the future Buddhas in your eyes. We should treat it that way. Compare that to people from Germany. Since the kids are very little, they already call little boy Mr. So-and-so, or little girl Miss So-and-so. So they use a very, very polite, courteous language when they call even to their children. So this is a very good way of practice this praising all the Tathagata, praising all future Buddhas. We should also use it to our daily life.
在师父过去常常跟我们说，我们逢人面带笑，还要怎么样？嘴巴是常常说阿弥陀佛，对不起，谢谢你，还有呢，请，对，这些话就是挂在嘴边的，永远是这样子说。这一点美国人做的比中国人好，是不是？很多美国人是非常客气的，也就是笑嘻嘻的，然后就是很表示亲切、很友善的。美国人有修行哦。虽然他们没有不一定懂佛法，可是他们把佛法用在日常生活中。
师父 often in the past reminded us, every time we meet people, we should meet people with a smile. In our language, in our mouth, we should say, often say Amitabha, Amitabha, or say please, or say I'm sorry. We should practice that. Shi Fu had frequently remind us to do that. Now, this thing, I think Americans are much better than Chinese, or Chinese in Taiwan. Americans use this courteous language very often. You see people very polite, say please, excuse me, I'm sorry. So they use this very courteous language in their daily lives. So in that sense, I believe, Americans are much better practitioners than people in Taiwan, even though maybe they're not Buddhist, but in their daily life, they at least carry this kind of very courteous behavior, demeanor, language when they are communicating with each other.
师父在十几年前提倡一些生活礼仪，其实就是生活修行、生活佛法。在那个时候他也是知道我们每一个人，对每一个人啊，分手的时候都说我为你祝福。那我个人一直保持着这个一个习惯，见到任何人都会说为你祝福，平安健康顺利快乐或者什么，就是会祝福。也许你跟他相处互动只有非常短暂的时间，可是我发觉到我这样子做以后，我结了很多人缘，很多人因为我们就是很礼貌的、很友善的跟他互动，他会马上就把你当朋友，他甚至会把他当前最关心的一个话题跟你讨论，或者他得到了一个非常好的资讯，或是知识的东西，或者任何新闻消息，就很快的跟你分享、跟你讨论，马上就把你当好朋友。因为这样子，我结了很多的，结交了很多好朋友。
About more than 10 years ago, Shi Fu is promoting this daily living etiquette. He would tell us to, when we departed with people, we always say, I give you blessings of peace, happiness, health, smoothness. And I have been practicing that since. And I found it is really a very helpful way of connecting good affinity, virtuous affinity with others. And quickly, people will start treating you like their best friends, and they will start to sharing with you the most deep concern that they had at the time, and they will also share with you good news or good information, useful information with you right away. So this kind of practice of living courtesy and etiquette is very, very helpful and useful to us. So each time when you are with people, or when you depart with people, you say these blessings to them. You say, I wish you peace, happy, smoothness, health. So this is a very good way of connecting with people and establish this good affinity with people.
我本来认为我用两次的时间讲这个主题，可是我们安排是四次，我想那我要讲两个主题，可是我看这个速度，我们刚好四次讲一个主题刚好，我就不必再换另外一个主题，正好，太好了，是不是？
I thought I could finish this topic in two Sunday talks, but with the speed I just did, I think it probably will need four Sunday talks.
但是本来就是安排四次的。
But then it was originally, planned to finish in four Sundays, and I thought maybe four is too much. You know, maybe I could finish in two, and then I'll talk about something else in another two Sunday talks. But look, luckily, it now seems like four is perfect. So I'm very happy.
I don't have to change another topic for the next 2 weeks. Good. 很好。诸位菩萨有什么问题吗？或者是有什么要分享的东西吗？
Anybody has questions or comments? Want to share?
有没有？
Anyone?
如果没有的话，我想提到有一个人问我，有个菩萨问我说，哎，为什么一进门就要到寺院中，一进门就要问讯，就要礼佛。你们说为什么？
If none of you have questions, I will have a question. Actually, it's a question asked by someone else. Said, why each time when you enter, you would have to bow and prostrate to the Buddha? This time is the Guanyin statue. Why do we do that?
你们认为这是什么？
What do you think?
我们到寺院中做事，第一件事情就是去礼佛，是不是？那如果真的没有时间，五体投地的礼拜，至少问讯，是不是？好好的弯腰问讯礼拜，因为寺院是从佛来的，三宝的中心，那有三宝住持是因为有佛的关系，所以我们去向佛礼拜，提醒我们饮水思源，而且对佛尊敬礼拜，佛是我们的大导师，所以我们进寺院先礼佛，之后才去做其他事情。出寺院也是一样，先礼佛问讯，之后再离开，养成这样的习惯，就是让我们经常心里有佛，经常有三宝，这也是一种修行啊。
The reason we do that is that because each temple is representing three jewels, and the first thing when we enter any kind of monastic temples or any temples, monasteries, first thing we do is prostrating to Buddha statues. This is symbolizing we are sort of reflect on the source of the water we're drinking. It's that kind of meaning to us, because remind us every moment we should think about we should have the Buddha in our mind. That's why each time when we enter a monastery or a temple, that's the first thing we do, which is show respect and also remind ourselves the source of the water that we're drinking from.
我们的 Echo 菩萨他讲得非常清楚，我相信你们西方众一定听得很清楚，对不对？是一个非常好的翻译，我们感谢 Echo 菩萨的帮忙。
Well, this is Benjamin Leslie. Hopefully, all the Westerners could have a clear understanding of the talk.
我今天的演讲就到这里结束，下个礼拜我们继续讲，好不好？那下下礼拜是过年，所以我们停一次。下下礼拜停一次，再下去继续讲，还有两次。好，谢谢诸位今天的莅临参与我们的讲经法会。等一下，欢迎大家留下来参加五供，参加五斋，欢迎诸位菩萨为大家祝福，阿弥陀佛。
Now we're ending today's talk. The next week will continue.And the week after, we're going to not have the talk. We're going to celebrate the New Year. Uh-huh. And the following week, we'll continue for another two Sundays. January 2nd, we don't have the Sunday night Dhamma talk. But the following Sunday, we will continue today's topic. And thank you for coming. And I hope you could stay for a delicious lunch. And...I'm giving everybody my blessing.
好，大
众请起立，起来。请合掌 ，please join palms. 礼佛一问是宝王是不呢？向国祥法师一问是宝王是不呢？